Hey besties, welcome to a brand new episode of Books and Bean Podcast. I sound excited today, but yes, I am. Like, I'm excited, but not really at the same time. My day has been somehow. Today is Saturday, it's the weekend. I think it is 12th of March. So today is March 12th, and my day has been somehow. I got my hair done today. It was nothing serious, but like, I feel free, I feel good. I washed my hair and it is back in great shape. Then I had like a great, like an amazing time today after washing my hair. I'm not going to go into details, but I'm excited because of that. Now, why I'm down, on the other hand, I'm not down like that, but the things that I'm watching and reading, they're just putting me in my feelings. I'm currently watching a K-drama, The King's Affection, and this is messing with my head. God, it is so problematic, but the cast are wonderful. Like, people, they act, they are good. I'm going to talk about it later on in this episode. And what else? Yes, spores, being spores again. Why can't these chickens just draw against United? If that match had ended in a 2-2 draw, a 3-3 draw, it's even favored Aston more. But my United win is actually better than the Spurs win. So, but Spurs as the Spurs. So, don't mind me, Jerry. Ignore the life update or sort of life update. Today, I'm going to be talking about books. Yes, books. I'm going to be reviewing one of my favorite books of all time. Yes, I'm going to be talking about that book, reviewing it and talking about what I liked, the things I noticed. And I'm also going to talk about my current reads. I'm reading two amazing fantasy books and mind-blowing. I can't wait to share them with you guys. Then I would also recommend Korean dramas for you, the ones I'm feeling right now. So if you watch Korean dramas, if you love Asian dramas, I'll be recommending them. And I also put the timestamp of all these things that will be happening in this episode. So if you're interested in some, if you're not interested in some, you can skip. You don't have to listen to everything and just lose your train of thought or something, or just lose your interest. Yes, so that's what is going to happen on this episode of Books and Bean Podcast. So hang around, besties. Before I go ahead to talk about my favorite book of all time, well, one of my favorite book of all time, before I review that book, I want to talk about my current reads, because they are so, they are everything. First is Bloodscorn by Deborah Falaye. Yes, she's Yoruba, she's Nigerian Canadian, I hope I'm not wrong, but yes, Bloodscorn, that is one of my current reads, and that's like an advanced reader copy I got from NetGalley and the publisher, and I'm grateful for that. Thanks to the author, thanks to the publisher, and thanks to NetGalley, and also thanks to Ninja Book Bay, because she was the plug. So check out Ninja Book Bay on Instagram, she does all things books like I do too. So yes, that book is based on like Yoruba origin mythology story. You'll be hearing a lot of Orunmila, Orisha, Yemoja, Shango. It's so good. If you want a fantasy that you can relate to, you know, the way authors like Madeline Miller and I think Uncle Rick Riordan, I hope I pronounce that, because I always pronounce it as Riordan. So yes, he's my uncle, my whole Percy Jackson and Olympus, everything. Like, that's one of my favorite book series ever. So the way these authors use Greek mythology is the same way Deborah Falaye used Yoruba mythology, Yoruba origin stories, and things about just Yoruba culture and Yoruba origin story formation and everything. She just uses this in a brilliant and a creative way to write about Bloodscorn, to write about the heroine, her life growing up. That book is great. Like, it is great. I just love the way I'm reading a fantasy story, a mythology story that I can relate to. Like, it's different. Normally, I love Greek mythology. a lot. Like, I study Greek mythology. I go as far as reading Homer's Iliad. And that is my thing. But it's great to see something on, like, Yoruba origin where I am reading, and I'm reading about how Olodumare sent Obatala to earth with a chicken and soil, and how they just formed everything, and how Yemoja and other deities and other kings and Ile-Ife and things like that just came to be. It is so, so wonderful and amazing to see. This second book, I just want to give a shout out to Libro FM. You can check out Libro FM for audiobooks. I got an audiobook listening copy of Olivia Blake's The Atlas Six. Bloody hell. Like, first of all, let me talk about the audiobook listening copy program. So I just applied on Libro FM and I said getting book influencer audiobooks for free, and I just have to listen to them, give my reviews, and also I'm grateful to Libro FM for that program. This was one of the books I got for March this month, and I got 6 of them, I think, and I was trying to pick which one am I going to start with, because this is my first time on Libro FM. And when I looked at the books, they were all new releases, or maybe new versions of books that have been released before, or books that are up and coming. So I was conflicted which one am I going to start with, but I just chilled and I went through the blurb of Olivia Blake's The Atlas Six. Funny enough, that book is like a sensation already on TikTok, and I can see why, because bro, that book is going to take you on a ride. So we are dealing with Alexandrian society, we are dealing with magic, we are dealing with like a group of select talented people, magical wise, where they go to this program for 1 year and they are going to be selected to the next stage. And the characters, they are so diverse, so problematic, they have like, they're so unique. That's why I love this character, from Libby to Parisa to Tristan to Callum. I just love this book. I love the characters. I love how the other characters, Atlas Blakely, just everybody, like, I'm having fun. You know when you are reading a book and you're just imagining it, it's like when I was watching Maze Runner, that kind of vibe, or Lord of the Flies, the book, the kind of vibe where there's competition, there's a lot of strategy, there's a lot of thinking, there's a lot of back and forth with the characters. I love it so much. So those are my current reads, and if you can see that I'm having a great time already. Now let's get into the book review. Drum roll, guys, drum roll. Yes, because it's time to talk about the book I have been raving about, the book I've been saying, oh, this is one of my best books of all time. Yetunde, please, what is the book? Yes, it is The Mountains Sing by Nguyen Phan Ky Mai. I hope I pronounce that well. It's a Vietnamese name. She's a Vietnamese author, or she's of like Vietnamese origin. So her name is Nguyen Phan Ky Mai, and the book again is The Mountains Sing. So the first time I heard of that book was on the Indulgent Bibliophiles book club WhatsApp group, and people were raving about it. Amin is always talking about that book, and though I missed reading that book for the month, but it was our book for the month, I think January or February or March, well, sometime last year, and the author actually came to the book discussion, which I missed because I did not read the book for that month. And since then I've been hearing a lot about this book, and I'm like, what have I been waiting for? It has been high up on my to be read list, and I've just been skipping it, and finally I joined the gang. Like, I have been missing, where has this book been all my life? Why have I not read this book? I've been sleeping. So yes, The Mountains Sing. Why? Oh, so yeah, why have I just been so excited about this book? Why do I love it? Why do I rate it so highly? 5 freaking stars. So this book is like a timely read with audio trouble with world leaders and their shit decisions that's causing a lot of wars and a lot of destruction in different parts of the world, this book is actually a timely read. It's like a reminder that the decisions of these world leaders, these decisions are actually destroying the lives of men, women, and children who just want to live normal lives. The Mountain Sings a very loud reminder of the shit and destruction of these wars, like I've said, and particularly in the Vietnam War. So over the years, Vietnamese people have been through a lot in different points of their history that has been occupied, invaded, and dominated by several strong powers, the so-called strong powers in quotes, Japanese, the French, the Americans. They've done a lot of harm to that country in the past. Now this book reveals how invasions and wars affect people who are not decision makers, the you and me of this world. Yes, I said it, the teacher, the students, the driver, the mother, the father, the civil servant, the family man or woman, you name it. It's a profound reminder of how wars and all the things that accompanies it brings like physical and mental transformations, from the loss of lives to body parts, to change in mental health, to the creation of people with dangerous ideologies that are actually harmful. This book just deals with it, it talks about it, it emphasizes it, so you as a reader, you are going to be like reminded that all these things that are going on, they are actually not worth it. The author is brilliant with storytelling. She does that very well, and the writing spans through generations. We go back and forth to seeing how a hardworking family goes through a lot of terrible times, a lot of turbulence because of things that they are not even the cause of, things that they cannot control, things that are not in their power. And you'll be so sad because they don't deserve this shit. Like, at a point while I was reading this book, I was like, man, these people are just good people. They just want to leave. Like, why can't they leave? And I'm like, ah. When I thought of it, I was like, that's not the reality of life. This book is so moving. It's so memorable. It is a book that I would recommend to every freaking person. Like, everyone should read this book. It's a book about love, sacrifice, courage, loss. Like, the emotions, the feelings, the writing is so vicious, so heartbreaking, and so captivating. Like, you will feel every emotion that every character is going through. You imagine things. Guys, I cannot wait to actually read this book again. I'm going to read this book like early next year. By this time next year, I'm sure I'd have read this book again. And I want to like read a quote from this book. What do politicians make? They make war. They make profit of the misfortune of others. They make mistakes they won't take responsibility for, and decisions they never have to feel the impact of. Sums it all up. Honestly, guys, I know I don't want to go in depth in this review because I'm going to give like spoilers, which I don't want to, because it's going to like hinder your experiences. Though I love spoilers personally, but I won't do that to you guys, don't worry. But yeah, I just love this book so much. I'm going to like tell you today, if you're listening to this, please read this book. And to the author Nguyen Phan Ky Mai, if you mistakenly or if you by chance like listen to this podcast episode, I just want to say thank you for this important book. This book is so important, so timely. It resonates across generations, across times. Anybody that has been like in a situation of war, be it civil war or invasions from other country, you are going to relate to this book. And even if you have not been in that kind of situation, you are going to actually feel what people are going through. You are not going to feel it totally, but at least you are going to have a taste of it, and you are going to see that it is so vicious, it is so unnecessary, and it's actually damaging to people's lives, which needs to be stopped in conclusion. Yeah, so that is it, guys. Let's go on to my K-drama recommendations. Watching great amazing Korean dramas right now, and I'm going to recommend them to you. The first I talked about is in the intro of this episode, The King's Affection. Is like a traditional K-drama set in like the, how do I call it, it's just traditional, it's not like contemporary ones. So it is, I don't want to spoil it, but yes, a female, a lady, a girl is acting as the crown prince of a kingdom. If you watch Korean dramas, you know that this is actually impossible, like it is unheard of. But yes, that is like the main point of this drama, and so many things are attached to it: palace politics, love, of course it attaches the king's affection, and just so many brutal things that it just make me pause. I'm like, oh god, I'm scared, are they going to find out, god. So yes, that's what I'm going to say about that one. The next is Forecasting Love and Weather by one of my favorite K-drama actress in the whole universe, Park Min Young. So she's the director of this Korean National Weather Agency, and she was working in that agency with her fiance, who broke up with her before the marriage, and she just swore that, oh, she's not going to date a co-worker again. Well, that did not happen. That is where I'm going to stop. Another is 2521. Oh my freaking god, oh my god, like I'm attached to that series. So it's about a high school girl, she's like 18, or she was 17 then she moved to 18, I think, currently they're in like episode 9 or 10 and she's like 19 or so, which is like a flashback because we are in the future and her daughter is actually reading from her diary to like get some things, and this lady was a fencer, and we just go through the life of how she beat the odds basically, and how she met my best boy. How she was lucky enough to meet the best guy in the world. Well, him too, he had his own problem. His family went bankrupt because of this economic depression in Korea at that point, and they just tried to navigate life together. A gem, like 2521. Look for that drama any freaking way and watch it. I'm not doing justice to that, but watch it. Another is a business proposal, or simply business proposal, basically. And I just said, so I don't want to like go deeply into it, but yes, you guys should watch it. That is all for this episode, best friends. Thank you all for listening to this point. Thanks for hanging out with me today. Do well to subscribe, drop a rating, share with anyone and everyone. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Till you hear from me next time, be good, be great, and enjoy. Bye.